It is 7:07. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, that announcer said that Geraldine Steele was here, and I know you were expecting the queen, but can the court just to be here with you for a few hours? It's Shaletta Brundage. I'm in for Geraldine. I'm in the Cottage Grove basement studio. Jonathan Lowe is here with me, hanging out, making sure all the guests get patched in, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Jonathan.
Evening.
How are you?
I am here.
You are here?
In the studio.
In the studio.
Just chilling out.
What are you wearing? Because I have to always have a visual. I have to have my Jonathan visual to get through the show. I need a visual.
I don't approve. I don't approve. I'm not going to let 50,000 watts of radio know what I'm wearing. No.
You remember, I don't know about you, but back in the day when I was a young whippersnapper dating, you know, you'd be on the phone and the guy said, what you wearing? You say, I'm wearing satin, I'm wearing, and you sitting there in cotton all day long, poly blend usually, but you'd say satin, even though it was poly blend. Now, I got some spies out, you know, some feelers, so I can always figure out what you're wearing. I'll get back.
I apologize to the listening audience for us going to after dark mode a little bit early. We got to wait till 10 o'clock for that.
It's Sunday, baby. It's Sunday night. We're going to kick this week off right. And, you know, I was talking about this lady on my show yesterday, just in casual conversation, because I was talking to Regina Marie Williams, who is playing Dolly Levi at Hello Dolly's production. La-Ti-Da is putting it on. And it starts, I think, the beginning of February, and it goes through March 19th. And Regina Marie Williams is just great. And I was talking to her about my daughter Cameron and how she has suddenly decided that she wants to go into theater. And my daughter was once so shy because of her autism that if you looked at her, she would cry. And you know, I had to just kind of in my mind during that conversation think, when was the shift? What happened? What transpired that gave my daughter the confidence to be comfortable in her own skin, to be able to get up on stage, just a little brown girl with curly hair and a big old pretty nose and wide cheeks and curves for days at 9 years old, and want to sing and perform and be in that spotlight? Where did it come from? And I thought back to when my daughter came home from school one day and she said, Mom, I don't want to be black anymore. I want to have white skin like all the characters in my books. And I was like, oh my God, there's no representation of my child. And so I said, I'm gonna write a book. But in the meantime, that's 9 months out. What am I gonna do today? Day to help my child. So I call Robin Hickman Winfield. Y'all know Robin with Soul Touch Productions. I call her the godmother of Rondo. She has been so integral in this community and uplifting young black girls and helping them to feel confident in who they are. So I call Robin. I said, Robin, you got to get over here, because Robin does doll therapy. And she came over and her and Cameron played with about 10 or 15 dolls. I mean, she was strategic. It was amazing to watch. She opened up a suitcase and there were 15, 20, 10 dolls, and they were all different skin colors and hair textures and the outfits were different. And she talked to Cameron about why she thought this one was more beautiful than this one, and the beauty that, you know, Cameron missed in one that she didn't think was as pretty as the other. Baby, by the time Robin left my house, my daughter was ready to go back to Africa. Okay? It was beautiful. She embraced her heritage in a way that I had never seen before. And so before she auditions for Peter Pan at school tomorrow, I thought I would talk to Miss Robin just to say thank you. And so she is joining the show now. Ms. Robin, you have taken this little autistic girl who was once so shy and introverted that she would cry if anybody looked at her and wanted to have white skin and did not feel comfortable as a little African-American girl to now wanting to star in a play at school. Girl, that is your work. That is your doll therapy. I'm so grateful for you for coming to my rescue.
You know what? You got me. I don't even know how I'm supposed to be in conversation with you after that.
Girl, look, you tingling. I'm tingling.
Don't even, girl, till I'm staying, you know, Stevie is standing here. And I came into this year so strong, and if you, I can't wait to come together with you. No, I love you. You know, my niece Adia, when she was really little, she was really young, and I said, you know, Adia, I love you to death. And she said, no, Auntie, I don't want you to die to love me. And I said, well, how about I love you to life? She said, that's okay. You know, Shaletta, you know I love you to life.
I know. I love you.
And so I thank you. I love you. I love being on with you. You always rescue this rescuer. I remember that day was so precious. You called me to come. I was so excited about coming over. And when I met your daughter and your children, it was a blessing and honor. But it was joyful for me to be able to know that my dial artistry, a celebration of soulful dials, was divinely given to me. My re-embracing the power and the beauty of my dials, which our mother introduced us. And when we were growing up, my mama said, no, my babies have to have dials that look like them. That's historic. It's historic, you know. In fact, my great uncle Gordon Park, there's a very famous photograph that Dr. Kenneth Clark and Mamie Clark did the black dial experiment for the case Brown versus the Board of Education. It was a desegregation of schools that was a part of the Brown versus Board of Education case. And there's a very famous photograph of a black boy lifting up a white dial. That experiment showed that black children preferred white dials over black dials. And that famous photograph was taken by my uncle, Gordon Parks. A lot of people don't know that. And I one day when I went out to New York, because my uncle summoned me to come out to New York to visit him because we were both feeling kind of down. And I took a suitcase of my dolls and my doll photography to my uncle. And I had customized one of my soulful dolls in the image of my uncle. So there's a customized Gordon Parks dial, and when he came out of his bedroom, I had the dial sitting up at the table in front of his breakfast plate, and he said, baby, is that me? So the soulful dial of my uncle lifted his spirit just in the same way that it did for your daughter. So the way you talked about it, her wanting to go back to heaven, there is power in that. And if our children don't love dials like this, but in the same way it lifted up your daughter, it lifted up my uncle. And he said, baby, what are you going to do with this? You have to do something with this.
Oh,
my mother said, Robin, I'm proud of all the things that you do. Honey,
yes.
He said, all the things you do, Robin, I'm proud of you. This is the dial, your dial art that touches people all over the world. And honey, when I took my dials to Ghana, West Africa, and gifted girls in remote villages, dials that look like them. So I love you so much.
I love you too.
For loving it, for allowing me to touch the soul of your daughter and you. And I thank you. There was a sister-in-law, somebody was in town. But I thank you. It is my ministry. And
it is.
It's important, I think, now more than it really is. And I just always just, girl, thank you. You got me all worked up, girl.
Okay, we got to get all worked up because you got some stuff we got to talk about. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to tell people how you can find Robin. She's doing something with these dolls, and folks are going to want to be a part of it. That's coming up after the break. Hey, what y'all say? Robin Hickman Winfield is doing big things in our community. She's got an event coming up. When I saw her talking about it on Facebook and posting photos and an invitation for the community, I knew I had to invite the WCCO radio community to join her. Robin, tell me now where you're going to be, what you're doing.
Well, I'm very excited. I'm just a part of the Rondo community at the Winter Carnival. This is a big deal. I love Rondo community, many community businesses, descendants of Rondo. Rondo organizations are partnering with the Winter Carnival. So come and learn about the spirit of Rondo at the Winter Carnival. This is the first time this partnership is taking place. February 2nd from 5 to 9, bask in the glory of the Rondo community. See that we still live, and I'm just so excited to be a part of it. And at this amazing event, a celebration of soulful dolls will be a part of that. So that is my artistry. People will be able to come and experience. I'm going to have a special exhibit called Rondo Winter Fun, Winter Fun in Rondo. And so I'll have a special exhibit. People will be able to purchase I have some special gifts, signature gifts, photography, gift cards. And I'm so excited. So I'm kind of relaunching my artistry, and I'm just so excited. And I'll have a really fun little display for people to experience. I've been having fun the last 2 years. Exhibits. Yeah. I had a wonderful exhibit honoring elders and ancestors, and an exhibit at Children's Hospital. It was wonderful to see doctors get excited about seeing my my artistry and seeing that the soulful dolls were healing healers and children. But this is going to be fun to be a part of my Rondo community and the soulful dolls being a part of that.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how can people find you? What are the dates? Are there tickets involved? Give us the details, because I definitely don't want to miss it.
No, it's a free event.
Yes.
Rondo at the Winter Carnival. Thursday, February 2nd at the Landmark Center in downtown St. Paul. Again, food, entertainment, games, music, vendors, historic. You're going to be able to come and learn the history of Rondo. It's just a whole, just like a festival. Bask in the glory of Rondo. February 2nd.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Oh.
We that is going to be
it's
so
a part
amazing.
Of it. It's being, yeah, yeah. Roar St. Anthony's putting it on. I'm part of a collective called Rondo Roundtable. That's organizations and businesses. Rondo lives, honey. Rondo lives.
You ain't got to tell me.
Proverb that says, they thought they buried us, but didn't know we were seeds. The fruit of Rondo lives, honey.
I am so excited about this event. And, you know, people are always trying to figure out, you know, what can I do to celebrate Black History Month? Where can I go? Do you have any tips, you know, of where I can take my kids to get a part of history? And I am definitely going to add this to my list of things that people can do, because this is a kid-friendly event. And, you know, people want to go all the way back in history for this country and learn about stuff. But there's history right here in St. Paul, in Rondo, that a lot of people right here in Minnesota don't know about. If people are bringing their kids to this event, Robin, what do you hope that they take home?
I think that, again, and it lies in that particular, when we know and learning and beginning to learn about the devastation that took place when that freeway went through that vibrant Black community, but again, that we still live and that we were resilient and that we haven't left, but we are going to return stronger. But to learn that history for children, there are going to be so many ways. There are going to be authors that are descendants of Rondo that have written books to tell the story. And I want to say, too, I love your books and what you're doing with your children and teaching them, you know, that artistry. But there are going to be so many descendants of Rondo that have written stories about the community. There's going to be music and games. There's going to be so much. And so it's family friendly. You know, and it's going to be wonderful too. It's right across, again, a landmark across the street from the Ordway. The Ordway for Black History Month is presenting, and it will be at the Fitzgerald, but it's presenting the Soldiers' Play. So that's another Black History event where we're going to be lifting up our Black veterans. And so I'm excited to be a part of the Ordway family for 17 years. So there's a lot going on. But again, to lift up our Black veterans is very important. But for this particular event, like I said, bask in and let this be so people can see that we're alive and we're vibrant, and we will reclaim what was lost and stolen. But people are going to see the power that we have as a community, as the descendants of Rondo, will be there strong. And I'm excited as a descendant of Rondo, very excited to be a part of it and to share with folks another side of Robin Hickman Winfield that people don't know, that I am an artist, and they'll come in and enjoy my mini celebration of Soulful Val culture in miniature is what I call my artistry.
Culture in miniature. I love it. I love you. Robin Hickman Winfield has been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline right here on Steel Talking with Geralyn Steele. You know, I think about my son Andrew when he went down to on Christmas Day. There was a fire at the Drake Hotel, and he took all his Christmas toys, mm-hmm. he and his brother, down there and donated those toys to kids who had lost everything in the fire. And Robin, when we come back, there is a new effort for help for families who lost everything in a fire. There's a group in town trying to raise donations and at least $10,000 to help families in need. Robin, thank you for joining us, and I am going to tell the listeners about that when we come
back. Thank you so much for having me.
It is 7:33. You are listening to Steel Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. I am in for my friend Geralyn. She is out tonight. I'll be here until 11, Jonathan and I. If you like what you hear today, you can always catch me on Saturdays on the Shaletta Show from 11 to 2. Now, I was out in community giving away Thanksgiving baskets at my church the Saturday before Thanksgiving to 350 families in need. And I met Mike Oker, and he is the manager at 4th Street Saloon. And he was telling me about a great Christmas event he was having, and he came on to talk about it. And, you know, they blessed the children and the young people in the community with gifts for the parents who can't afford to buy them. And I told him then, if you ever are doing anything and you need an opportunity to get the word out, reach back out to me. And that's exactly what he did. Because together with an amazing group of local entertainers, he's organized a benefit concert for the victims of the Bell Loft Apartments. 25 families were displaced and lost mostly everything they owned. Now, some different nonprofits have been paying off hotel and essential goods bills, but Mr. Oker wants to kick it into high gear, and he is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, along with Ms. DeMonica Fly, to tell us about this event. Hey, Mike, welcome back to CCO Radio. It is so good to have you on again. Mike, are you there?
It's a Sunday evening. We'll kind of straight up let them know that we're going to have like an open jam session for the bands that are involved, for the musicians and the singers that are involved.
Okay.
And then we'll have...
It looks like Mike, I don't know, Jonathan, perhaps he can hear us, or maybe we can't hear him. It sounds like he and Miss Fly are talking. But their goal is to raise $10,000 to help with the expenses of hotels and essential goods, and it's a big giant concert. They've got comedy, they've got singers, they've got entertainers, and folks can get tickets. If you can't make it out there, you can always sign up to be a part of this event and to make a donation if you've got something to do over the next couple of days when they're having this event. Because, you know, I just remember seeing the story of the Bell Loft Apartments and how those families were standing out there with nothing, you know, had nothing over on 21st Avenue North. I can't imagine as a parent losing everything, baby pictures, shoes, clothes, toys, books, blankets for my children. And then going to a hotel and being displaced and not be able to put my hands on my things. You know, as a mother, as a father, as a parent, you think, how am I going to provide for my children? They are looking at me to take care of them. How do you go back to work after that? You can't. You know, how do you send your child back to school with no clothes? Those are some of the things that I just could not even imagine. And so I'm so grateful to Mike and Miss DeMonica for the work that they are doing. Now, Mike, tell us when this event is and how people can, you know, be a part of it, because folks are going to want to buy tickets and be out there and have a good time with y'all as you celebrate these families and raise money.
Yes, Shaletta, thank you again for having us on and helping us get the word out for this event. The event is going to be Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th, this weekend coming up. And we're going to be running entertainment from 10 a.m. until 2 a.m. We're going to run it like a big marathon of entertainment, everything from singing, dancing, comedy, live music, karaoke. We've got a host of celebrity DJs, spoken word artists. So we're just running down the whole deal. But the most amazing part of this to me is that we have such a strong music community and artist community in Minneapolis and in North Minneapolis in particular. And for all these artists to come together and say, yeah, Mike, I'm in, let's do this. Let's help try to raise some money for these families. You know, and I think one of the things that North Minneapolis is missing right now is a little bit of its soul. It was born and raised on music and live entertainment, and there hasn't been a lot of that over here. We've got the Capri, but we're going to have a dynamite, huge event that's going to benefit some families that really need it right here. It's Northsiders looking out for Northsiders.
Yes, and Miss Fly.
I guess we've got a host of...
I was going to ask Miss Fly to... Yeah, hey, to jump in real quick. Oh, yeah. If you could turn your speaker down. I'm not sure what's going on. If you have us on speaker or if you have the radio on. If you can tell us, Ms. Fly, you know, where people can get tickets, where it's going to take place.
Sure. Okay. They can order online at Vital Culture. That's VitalCulture.com. They can order online. Or they can come right here to the 4th Street. The tickets are $15, and we're going to have nonstop entertainment.
What? I love this. Now, it's happening at the 4th Street Saloon, right, Mike?
Correct. Right here, we've got a full setup. We'll have a stage set up with for the live music. And once again, we'll have singers all the way to run the whole gambit. We've got a host of comedians, local comedians coming in. We've got some dynamite bands. We've got my co-host here, Ms. DeMonica Fly, and Mr. Michael Mothershed from Function Junction is also going to help us host the event, as well as I'm sure both of these guys are going to be entertaining you as well. But we have just a list that goes on. Johnson, we have Pierre Lewis. He plays right now with the Commodores, but it's a North Minneapolis icon when it comes to North Minneapolis and Minneapolis sound.
Now tell me this. You could have...
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, you could have just, you know, passed the hat at the 4th Street Saloon, but you decided to have a concert. You know, were you trying to bring all the community together? Was this something you had planned and you're turning it into a fundraiser? How did this all come about? Back this train up to the beginning.
Well, one of my customers here that comes and sings karaoke all the time happened to be one of the apartment leases over there, and her family were totally displaced. That's how I found out about the incident in the first place. And that was just right around the start of the year. It happened on the 28th, right after Christmas, too. So it was all kind of just a idea of mine, because I know I have so many friends that are in the entertainment industry. We used to run a lot of live music right here at the 4th Street Saloon. Monica and her band, Another Level, started out right here putting that band together. Every Monday they would jam down here, and just knew that we would get support from a lot of the musicians and artists and comedians that have been a part of our North Side already, and would know this is a great cause to do it for, but also a chance for everybody to get together and have a big jam and just, you know, invite people from North Minneapolis and everywhere around to come and see what North Minneapolis is about and what we do to come together when there is a good cause, and that the people that we have in our network over here, especially our North or our Minneapolis Sound Network, are just amazing. So it just all came together. Let's try and do it. I got on the phone. I'm an idea guy. So after a day worth of phone calls and I had enough input, everybody said, yeah, I'm on board. I sat down and took a breath and said, okay, I just made myself about 3 weeks worth of nothing but work. But this is the type of work I'm geared for. And,
yes.
You know, organizing the stuff is really the easy part. The rest of it is these guys coming together and sharing their talents and putting in that work. And that just makes me glow. That type of a community, like I always say, my community soup, we all put something in and everybody eats good, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, well, Miss Fly, tell us again. Soup. Yes, tell us again, Miss Fly, where folks can get tickets and give us the price and the dates and the details again, because before y'all go, I want to make sure everybody has that information.
Sure, okay. So that's going to be Saturday and Sunday is the event. It's January 28th and 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. They can purchase their tickets at vitalculture.com. So they can go to online at vitalculture.com, or $15 they can come here at the door and purchase the tickets as well.
Yes.
So we're running it all.
It is 7:33. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. I am in for my friend Geraldine. She is out tonight. I'll be here until 11, Jonathan and I. If you like what you hear today, you can always catch me on Saturdays on the Shaletta Show from 11 to 2. Now, I was out in community giving away Thanksgiving baskets at my church the Saturday before Thanksgiving to 350 families in need. And I met Mike Oker, and he is a manager at 4th Street Saloon. And he was telling me about a great Christmas event he was having, and he came on to talk about it. And, you know, they blessed the children and the young people in the community with gifts for the parents who can't afford to buy them. And I told him then, if you ever are doing anything and you need an opportunity to get the word out, reach back out to me. And that's exactly what he did, because together with an amazing group of local entertainers, he's organized a benefit concert for the victims of the Bell Loft Apartments. 25 families were displaced and lost mostly everything they owned. Now, some different nonprofits have been paying off hotel and essential goods bills, but Mr. Oker wants to kick it into high gear, and he is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, along with Ms. DeMonica Fly, to tell us about this event. Hey, Mike, welcome back to CCO Radio. It is so good to have you on again. Mike, are you there?
It's a Sunday evening. We'll kind of straight up let them know that we're going to have like an open jam session for the bands that are involved, for the musicians and the singers that are involved.
Okay.
And then we'll have...
It looks like Mike, I don't know, Jonathan, perhaps he can hear us, or maybe we can't hear him. It sounds like he and Miss Fly are talking. But their goal is to raise $10,000 to help with the expenses of hotels and essential goods, and it's a big giant concert. They've got comedy, they've got singers, they've got entertainers, and folks can get tickets. If you can't make it out there, you can always sign up to be a part of this event and to make a donation. If you've got something to do over the next couple of days when they're having this event. Because, you know, I just remember seeing the story of the bail loft apartments and how those families were standing out there with nothing, you know, had nothing over on 21st Avenue North. I can't imagine as a parent losing everything. Baby pictures, shoes, clothes, toys, books, blankets for my children. And then going to a hotel and being displaced and not be able to put my hands on my things. You know, as a mother, as a father, as a parent, you think, how am I going to provide for my children? They are looking at me to take care of them. How do you go back to work after that? You can't. You know, how do you send your child back to school with no clothes? Those are some of the things that I just could not even imagine. And so I'm so grateful to Mike and Miss DeMonica for the work that they're doing. Now, Mike, tell us when this event is and how people can, you know, be a part of it, because folks are going to want to buy tickets and be out there and have a good time with y'all as you celebrate these families and raise money.
Yes, Shaletta, thank you again for having us on and helping us get the word out for this event. The event is going to be Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th, this weekend coming up. And we're going to be running entertainment from 10 a.m. until 2 a.m. We're going to run it like a big marathon of entertainment, everything from singing, dancing, comedy, live music, karaoke. We've got a host of celebrity DJs, spoken word artists. So we're just running down the whole deal. But the most amazing part of this to me is that we have such a strong music community and artist community in Minneapolis and in North Minneapolis in particular. And for all these artists to come together and say, yeah, Mike, I'm in. Let's do this. Let's help try to raise some money for these families. You know, and I think one of the things that North Minneapolis is missing right now is a little bit of its soul. It was born and raised on music and live entertainment, and there hasn't been a lot of that over here. We've got the Capri, but we're going to have a dynamite, huge event that's going to benefit some families that really need it right here. It's Northsiders looking out for Northsiders.
Yes, and Miss Fly.
See, I guess we've got a host of...
I was going to ask Miss Fly to... Yeah, hey, to jump in real quick. Oh, yeah. If you could turn your speaker down. I'm not sure what's going on. If you have us on speaker or if you have the radio on. If you can tell us, Ms. Fly, you know, where people can get tickets, where it's going to take place.
Sure. Okay. They can order online at Vital Culture. That's VitalCulture.com. They can order online. Or they can come right here to the 4th Street. The tickets are $15, and we're going to have nonstop entertainment.
What? I love this. Now, it's happening at the 4th Street Saloon, right, Mike?
Correct. Right here, we've got a full setup. We'll have a stage set up with for the live music. And once again, we'll have singers all the way to run the whole gambit. We've got a host of comedians, local comedians coming in. We've got some dynamite bands. We've got my co-host here, Ms. DeMonica Fly, and Mr. Michael Mothershed from Function Junction is also going to help us host the event, as well as I'm sure both of these guys are going to be entertaining you as well. But we have just a list that goes on. Kathleen Johnson, we have Pierre Lewis. He plays right now with the Commodores, but it's a North Minneapolis icon when it comes to North Minneapolis and Minneapolis sound.
Now tell me this. You could have...
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, you could have just, you know, passed the hat at the 4th Street Saloon, but you decided to have a concert. You know, were you trying to bring all the community together? Was this something you had planned and you're turning it into a fundraiser? How did this all come about? Back this train up to the beginning.
Well, one of my customers here that comes and sings karaoke all the time has one of the apartment leases over there, and her family were totally displaced. That's how I found out about the incident in the first place, and that was just right around the start of the year. It happened on the 28th, right after Christmas, too. So it was all kind of just a idea of mine, because I know I have so many friends that are in the entertainment industry. We used to run a lot of live music right here at the 4th Street Saloon. Monica and her band, Another Level, started out right here putting that band together. Every Monday they would jam down here, and just knew that we would get support from a lot of the musicians and artists and comedians that have been a part of our North Side already, and would know this is a great cause to do it for, but also a chance for everybody to get together and have a big jam and just, you know, invite people from North Minneapolis and everywhere around to come and see what North Minneapolis is about and what we do to come together when there is a good cause, and that the people that we have in our network over here, especially our Minneapolis Sound Network, are just amazing. So it just all came together. Let's try and do it. I got on the phone. I'm an idea guy. So after a day worth of phone calls and I had enough input, everybody said, yeah, I'm on board. I sat down and took a breath and said, okay, I just made myself about 3 weeks worth of nothing but work. But this is the type of work I'm geared for. And,
yes.
You know, organizing the stuff is really the easy part. The rest of it is these guys coming together and sharing their talents and putting in that work. And that just makes me glow. That type of a community, like I always say, my community soup, we all put something in and everybody eats good, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, well, Miss Fly, tell us again. Yes, tell us again, Miss Fly, where folks can get tickets and give us the price and the dates and the details again, because before y'all go, I want to make sure everybody has that information.
Sure, okay. So that's going to be Saturday and Sunday is the event. It's January 28th and 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. They can purchase their tickets at vitalculture.com. So they can go to online at vitalculture.com, or $15, they can come here at the door and purchase the tickets as well.
Yes.
So we're running it all day. So we're also not just going to have just music. We're also going to have comedians, as you know. We're going to have, like I said, J Most and the Command Steppers, where we're going to also do line dance. So people who's interested in line dancing, come on out and support. This is one thing what I'm so proud to be a part of, because it's always, we always hear about the negative things about the North Side. And what we want to show as a community, the positive things, that the North Side can come together and do positive things in the community. This really touches our hearts to be a part of it, especially mine and Mike's. I mean, just for the families being displaced and not having their belongings, and the children not having their coats and things like this. So we're all ecstatic about coming together as a community. We got a gospel artist, gospel rapper Cross. We have, like I said, Kathleen Johnson. The list goes on. Pierre Lewis, Ryan Bynum, Jasmine Soul, Mike DeCole. All these artists that's coming on and bringing their flavor here this coming weekend.
Not to mention our dynamite celebrity DJs that are coming. Walter Cubaer Banks Jr. will be there. William Bakeshow Baker, Chaz Millionaire. We've got DJ Soda, DJ Go Time.
This is going to be a
Everybody's
good time.
Coming together to just put this together.
It's oh, my gosh. It is going to be a blast. You guys
and
make
don't
sure.
Don't forget that
yes.
If you're not able to make the event, the people that are not able to make the event, if they just want to donate, go to vitalculture.com and buy a ticket. That's all it takes. All that money is going to go to these families. And we're setting a goal of $10,000. If we can make more, that's awesome. And we're going to do the very best we can to hit that goal.
And we forgot one more thing, too. To the people that's not in bands, bring your voice. We have Spoken Word. We got my boy Spoken Words, the Black Pearl. I mean, Sunday we're going to have the open jam, so come on down. You can be a part of that, sit in, sing with the band. We're just going to have a jam session, have a funky good time.
And we will have posted within the next 2 days here, actual on the 4th Street Saloon Facebook page, we'll have posted a schedule of who's going to be on when and try to give people an idea of what events will be happening at what time. So if they want to come for a specific DJ or entertainer or event, that they can show up at that time.
Y'all make sure to check out
that
Facebook page.
4th Street Saloon.
Yes, check out that Facebook.
That's 4TH.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just telling them. They
Saloon, 4THST Saloon. Sorry, Soletta.
You good. Yeah.
Facebook.com, you guys.
Yes, and we want to make sure you guys go there. Go to the website. If you can't get out that night, make sure you go to that website and make a donation to help these families in need. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. They're saying a lot at this news conference right now in Monterey Park, California. Police say the shooting suspect is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Sheriff Robert G. Luna in Los Angeles County, courtesy of KCAL. It is a tragedy when we cannot have celebrations and there not be a threat of violence, and then actually an incident like this be carried out. It's just sad. It's absolutely sad. You'll get more on that story at the top of the hour here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, but that news conference is going on live right now in Monterey Park, California. The suspected gunman at this mass shooting is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And Sheriff Robert G. Luna of Los Angeles County is giving the latest information on that right now as we speak. You know, it's just it's a sad day in this country. It's a sad day when you can't celebrate. And the motive remains a mystery. It's the Lunar New Year. People are celebrating. And, you know, one of the festival goers said their tranquility is shattered because families are waiting on updates on shooting victims. This is a mass shooting, one of California's worst in recent memory. It's just, you know, you've got the helicopter airlifting people. You've got these beautiful traditional outfits, and people are ready to celebrate their heritage. And here comes somebody. And you're trying to welcome everybody. It's a grim moment. It's a grim moment. And there's so much history in Monterey Park. As I was doing some research and looking at this story in this town, Monterey Park, California was America's first suburban Chinatown. Gave people in that community a sense of pride and heritage and culture. We were just talking to Robin Hickman Winfield about how proud she was of being from Rondo. And that's how this community feels. This Monterey Park community in California. So to have a gunman come while they're celebrating their heritage is just horrific. But it's so familiar. Right? It's so familiar. And at the same time, that's going on. There's a Baton Rouge, Louisiana nightclub shooting. 12 people injured. It was a targeted attack, according to police. This is all going on at the same time. What is the problem? What is the problem? It's not that you're scared to go out your house. Can we just be honest? You're scared to attend celebrations. You're scared to attend festivals. You go hopeful that nothing happens, but careful and on guard because it could. What do you do? Why is this happening? at the same time, I'm doing research for the Monterey Park shooting, and I'm looking at the newspaper and I see mass shooting, and I'm thinking it's the same shooting. Let me get an update. No, it's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a nightclub shooting. 12 people injured in a targeted attack, according to police. We ain't got enough 24-hour news on cable to keep up with all the mass shootings that we've got going on in this country. Well, why is it? What are we doing? We got to be doing something wrong. Why is it that we've got 2 mass shootings in 2 parts of the country? People are injured. People are dead. Families are trying to locate loved ones, get updates. You can't celebrate your heritage. You can't go to the club. Where are you safe? These bad actors are among us. They are among us. And, you know, as a parent, as a auntie, as a niece, as a cousin, it is up to us to identify these people. Because somebody had a clue. Somebody knew. Somebody saw something was amiss. Don't wait. And I hate to see this when people wait and say, well, I knew something was wrong because he was talking about doing something. Or, you know, I knew that he would probably do something stupid because he told me this or he said that. Well, you know what? If he says this or that, then you need to call and talk to somebody and tell somebody to prevent tragedies like this from happening. It is 7:57. You are listening to Still Talking. We still got 3 more hours of news, information, weather, and a little bit of fun. Because I don't want to send you into your work week with a heavy heart. I want to leave you light and lifted up. And that's what we're going to do when we come back. They're saying a lot at this news conference right now in Monterey Park, California. Police say the shooting suspect is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Sheriff Robert G. Luna in Los Angeles County, courtesy of KCAL. It is a tragedy when we cannot have celebrations and there not be a threat of violence and then actually an incident like this be carried out. It's just sad. It's absolutely sad. You'll get more on that story at the top of the hour here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. But that news conference is going on live right now in Monterey Park, California. The suspected gunman at this mass shooting is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And Sheriff Robert G. Luna of Los Angeles County is giving the latest information on that right now as we speak. You know, it's just, it's a sad day in this country. It's a sad day when you can't celebrate. And the motive remains a mystery. It's the Lunar New Year. People are celebrating. And, you know, one of the festival goers said their tranquility is shattered because families are waiting on updates on shooting victims. This is a mass shooting, one of California's worst in recent memory. It's just, you know, you've got the helicopter airlifting people. You've got these beautiful traditional outfits, and people are ready to celebrate their heritage. And here comes somebody. And you're trying to welcome everybody. It's a grim moment. It's a grim moment. And there's so much history in Monterey Park. As I was doing some research and looking at this story in this town, Monterey Park, California was America's first suburban Chinatown. Gave people in that community a sense of pride and heritage and culture. We were just talking to Robin Hickman Winfield about how proud she was of being from Rondo. And that's how this community feels. This Monterey Park community in California. So to have a gunman come while they're celebrating their heritage is just horrific. But it's so familiar. Right? It's so familiar. And at the same time that's going on, there's a Baton Rouge, Louisiana nightclub shooting. 12 people injured. It was a targeted attack, according to police. This is all going on at the same time. What is the problem? What is the problem? It's not that you're scared to go out your house. Can we just be honest? You're scared to attend celebrations. You're scared to attend festivals. You go hopeful that nothing happens, but careful and on guard because it could. What do you do? Why is this happening at the same time? I'm doing research for the Monterey Park shooting, and I'm looking at the newspaper and I see mass shooting and I'm thinking it's the same shooting. Let me get an update. No, it's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A nightclub shooting. 12 people injured in a targeted attack, according to police. We ain't got enough 24-hour news on cable to keep up with all the mass shootings that we've got going on in this country. Well, why is it? What are we doing? We got to be doing something wrong. Why is it that we've got two mass shootings in two parts of the country? People are injured. People are dead. Families are trying to locate loved ones. Get updates. You can't celebrate your heritage. You can't go to the club. Where are you safe? These bad actors are among us. They are among us. And, you know, as a parent, as a auntie, as a niece, as a cousin, it is up to us to identify these people. Because somebody had a clue. Somebody knew. Somebody saw something was amiss. Don't wait. And I hate to see this when people wait and say, well, I knew something was wrong because he was talking about doing something. Or, you know, I knew that he would probably do something stupid because he told me this or he said that. Well, you know what? If he says this or that, then you need to call and talk to somebody and tell somebody to prevent tragedies like this from happening. It is 7:57. You are listening to Still Talking. We still got three more hours of news, information, weather, and a little bit of fun. Because I don't want to send you into your work week with a heavy heart. I want to leave you light and lifted up. And that's what we're going to do when we come back.